Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Will Game of Thrones be prelude to a new era of giant scripted TV sagas? Sure appears that way, and we'll explore that land of the giants next. Also ahead, Red Bull goes scripted, is Idiot Test headed elsewhere, another series goes ESPN Plus, and our new classic trivia question of the week. Hello everyone, I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised, brought to you by Audible.com, proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival, and the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later this half hour. So want to join us on this Monday afternoon to kick off your week with the program All About Television. 44 degrees at the top of the hour, and we invite you to be part of the program. We'd love to hear what you have to say about this whole idea of new mega universes springing up all over the scripted TV dial. All you have to do is pick up the phone and dial in with this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the world, here on Blog Talk Radio. Another way you can get involved is our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Just go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, and get yourself in the room. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen, follow the instructions, and other people will be live with you. We'll get to all about the new universe of television, scripted mega sagas, after these news notes. Red Bull's Media House Enterprise, offering scenic outdoor content on smart TV sets and TV-connecting devices, will venture into scripted TV for the very first time. The energy drink maker will partner with Beta Film on The Net, a set of 5 miniseries about the international soccer world. Each miniseries will run 8 episodes and take place in a different nation. Officials at Red Bull say The Net will debut in late 2019 or 2020. Telemundo opened its new world headquarters in Miami this morning. The $250 million complex covers 21 acres, 500,000 square feet of office and studio space, and will house about 1,500 employees. Telemundo Center also contains 15 different studio locations, 2 digital studios, and room for producing virtual and augmented reality content. Popular GFN game show Idiot Test will be shopped to other corners of the globe by Global World Entertainment, formerly IM Global. The Bing Beep-hosted series has been on GSN for 4 seasons, and its U.S. future is up in the air, not resolved by GSN's recent schedule announcement, which had nothing to say about a 5th season. Some quickies for you. ESPN-XC, the daily soccer overview presented on ESPN2 or ESPN News, will move to ESPN Plus Thursday, becoming the 2nd series playing on this new direct-to-consumer service. The first one is the new series hosted and produced by former NBA superstar Kobe Bryant. BET is leaving the Quad after 2 seasons. The final episode of this series, set on a historically black college campus, was presented last week and starring Akini Nani Rose. On the family-friendly drama front, Lightworkers Media is putting together its first script adventure, The Baxters. Lightworkers co-founder Robert Downey will co-star with Ted McGinley. 6-hour episodes are forthcoming. And New York Kingpin host legend Chuck McCann has passed away. McCann, who also did guest shots on national TV series, voiceovers on cartoons, and co-starred with Gilligan's Island's Bob Denver on Far Out Space Nuts, which ran 2 seasons Saturday mornings on CBS in the 1970s, died yesterday in Los Angeles of heart failure. He was 83. And that's news notes for today. We'll get to our comment about the expanded universe of Universe Television after some words from the fine folks at Audible.com. Whether or not you're a fan of This Is Us, you might want to check out what the co-star of that show, Emmy nominee Christy Metz, has to say. And she does it in a brand new book now available through Audible.com. It's called This Is Me, and she narrates it. And you can get it right now with a free trial offer to Audible.com. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital entertainment, information, and inspiration. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including wherever you are hearing us on right now, at Blog Talk Radio or iHeartRadio. All you have to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. And you get 1 free audiobook and 1 month trial to service plus, because Audible is owned by Amazon.com, you get great, superb customer service. So hear for yourself why Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. And listen to Christy Metz narrate This Is Me, her brand new super book, now in audio format. What you have to do, get in with audibletrial.com/televised. Remember, at Audible, listening is the new reading. And now an extended comment. And I'd love to hear from you about it, so get on the horn with a phone or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Sometime back on this program, I talked about a show from the early 1970s called The Star Wars. The premise was awesome and sprawling. It was all about a spaceship, you could say a big version of Noah's Ark for the space age, where it housed all sorts of civilizations under biospheres. Each biosphere had a specific civilization, and no one civilization knew what the others were all about, or in fact even existed. The idea was that three members of one civilization, including Starkir Duley of 2001 A Space Odyssey fame, left their civilization, got together in the control room of the ship, and found out through a past audio that they didn't do something about that ship soon. It was going to collide with a star. The show had so many possibilities about the civilizations themselves, how they worked or didn't, the ship itself, other worlds that they were going to on the way to that star collision. It could have gone any which way. And it came from the brainchild of brilliant science fiction author Harlan Ellison, who wrote three of the best science fiction episodes of any television series, City on the Edge of Forever and Stuff for Star Trek, and Demon with a Glass Hand and Soldier on the Outer Limits. However, on its way to becoming a TV series syndicated by 20th Century Fox and shown on NBC's major TV stations in New York, Los Angeles, and elsewhere, a lot of things happened, many of them negative. For one thing, Magicam, which was a special effects process the show was counting on to use from the mind of Oscar winner Douglas Trumbull, never showed up. But when it did, it didn't show up very, very well. It was a bomb. Then, rather than film the show, 20th Century Fox decided, let's shoot the show on a skimpy budget in Canada, and let's use Canadian writers who didn't really have a science fiction background. And finally, they used cheesy special effects, which were norm at the time. Bottom line, Ellison threw his hands up on the project, moved away from it, used the pen name for the opening script as Quagling a Bird, which was a sense of saying, hey, I got a bomb in my hands, I want you to know about it. And the show is canceled after 16 episodes midway through its first season. When I mentioned this on this program, I thought that because of the advancements in special effects, computer imagery, also the visual techniques like green screen and motion capture, what you can do with mini cams and micro cams and satellites and GoPro and drones, that there should be a second chance for the Star Wars. And this time, it would be a chance well worth taking. Well, in recent years, we have seen a growth of the kind of sprawling, all sorts of possibility-laden television that you can enjoy for years. Game of Thrones, Westworld, and more recently, the return of Star Trek with CBS All Access's Star Trek Discovery. So I think it's very plain to see that maybe, just maybe, we are at the beginning of a new era of multi-saga television, multi-universe television, universe with all sorts of possibilities. And the news of late suggests that that, in fact, is where we are headed. Try this out. Game of Thrones is supposed to end on HBO next year, right? Well, before it ends, HBO is already working with some of the Game of Thrones producers on not one, not two, not three, but as many as five spinoffs of Game of Thrones, prequels, sequels, new world that sort of came up out of nowhere in previous episodes. And try this on the side. HBO may be willing to offer more than one spinoff, not just stay at one, more than one, which is why they're working on all these spinoffs at the same time. In the meantime, George R. R. Martin, the creator of Game of Thrones, has his own major mega project to work on. It's Wild Cards, his big anthology series involving 30 authors, hundreds of stories, thousands of worlds. Universal Cable Productions has a deal with Martin to develop at least one series from Wild Cards. We haven't heard much about it since the deal was announced over a year and a half ago, but keep your eyes peeled. There may be something in the works mighty soon. And then there's Amazon Studios, which a couple of months ago announced its own mega-universe deal for J.R. Tolkien fans and the rest of us. A $250 million reported commitment to develop at least one series from The Lord of the Rings, and maybe a spin-off series too. Already, Amazon is working on that. We have Peter Jackson. We understand also that Peter Jackson, the director of the Lord of the Rings movies, may be involved in some capacity, or his studio may be. We'll see. And then, have you heard the news that when Disney does its family-friendly Netflix-like service for smart TV sets and smart TV devices late next year, that one of the original series may be a will be a Star Wars live action show, maybe more than one. And Bob Iger, no less than the head of Disney, suggested, "Yep, we're working on it." And like I said, maybe more than one. And he's got some good people working on it too. And also recently, Freemail Media North America, the folks that gave us American Gods last year on Starz, coming back for a second season, we have to wait until next year because we just started production on it, had not one, but two sprawling sagas of their own to work on. Last week they announced that they had bought the rights to the classic five-book series Gormenghast by the late author Mervyn Peake. Now, if you don't know what Gormenghast is, people know in science fiction and genre fiction believe it's one of the very best tales ever made. Check it out. It's about a castle, but we're not talking about any old castle on any old country. We are talking about a castle the size of a city with all sorts of rooms, all sorts of creatures living in those rooms, all sorts of environments. And Freemail Media is committed to trying out a series based on that project. And guess who's going to do it? Neil Gaiman of American Gods fame. Separately, they've also gotten the rights to one of the most popular comic book series of recent years, Astro City, which one critic called the last underdeveloped science fiction or superhero universe for the media. And now, Freemail Media has got the rights to do that. Oh, and one more thing. Later this year, TNT is going to launch a series based on the popular cult movie Snowpiercer. Remember that film? It's about a train, a very big train, with all these different slices of humanity on it, and it travels all around a frozen Earth by a certain amount of revolutions. Terrific movie. Saw it recently, a few months ago. Well, TNT is going to do that series. They've already launched production on it. Jennifer Connelly is one of the stars. And Graham Mattson, the former creator and co-executive producer of Orphan Black, is the executive producer of this one. This should be a dandy. And again, it's the kind of show we're talking about, a show where you can have all sorts of possibilities. The show can veer off in any sort of different directions you like, depending on the writer or the creator's whims. So I think you get the sense that Saga TV, Mega Saga, Mega Universe TV, whatever you want to call it, is happening. And somebody or other is going to make it work beyond what we have now. Now, with that, I should point out that there are some shows I'd like to see become series. For example, I've often felt that Isaac Asimov's series of books, Foundation, would make an excellent miniseries or series. So that's one for somebody to try out. And how about the Darkover novels? Some of the most popular novels in the history of science fiction as a series. And then there's Harlan Ellison's popular anthologies, Dangerous Visions. Very controversial in its day, still is, but maybe now because of the type of networks you have on cable, plus you have Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, etc., maybe, just maybe, Ellison might be tempted to let somebody develop that series of books with great stories by some of the best science fiction authors in the business. And yes, The Star Lost. I'll repeat it again. This is a show that deserves a second chance somewhere. So maybe somewhere in the hierarchy of 21st Century Fox or it becomes real by Disney, I think it might be time to bring this family-friendly science fiction series back for a second go. But this time, you do it with all the technology at command, you do it with science fiction authors or people with that background involved, and you do it with a solid budget. It can be done now. So let's give it a try. Bottom line, get ready, folks. Strap yourselves in. We are in for a journey, maybe a never-ending journey or never-ending story for you fans of that book series and movie. We may be in for a never-ending saga of sagas, all taking place in the vicinity of your television set. And now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. Nobody has gotten our question for the last 2 weeks, so we're going to retire it, and let's give you that answer. The question we posed for this last fortnight, what game show host narrated the opening episode of The Adventures of Superman starring George Reeves? That episode, by the way, was called Superman on Earth. And on Friday, we gave you some clues. Among the game shows he's hosted are Beat the Clock, the syndicated version, Now You See It, Concentration, and Seven Keys. The answer, Jack Nahrs. And at the time he did the narration for that first episode of Superman, he was already on television as one of the announcers on Space Patrol, which had a nice run in the early days of television. I believe ABC ran the show. It was a daily show, and at one point it was also a weekly show, too. So once again, the answer, Jack Norris was the game show host that narrated the events of Superman's opening episode. So no one got it, so no prize awarded this week. But we have a new question in play, and as we promised you on Friday, we're going to do it in tribute of Stephen Boschko, the brilliant creator producer of Hill Street Blues, NYPD Blue, LA Law, etc., who passed away more than a week ago. And here's the question. What was the first television series Stephen Boschko worked on as a writer? Here's the clues. It was on NBC, late 1960s, one-word title. Once again, the clues. Late 1960s, NBC, one-word title. Again, the question, what was the first television series Stephen Boschko worked on? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, when you send the entry in, enclose your name and your full mail address. And our prizes in play once again are Stealing the Show, I Will Revolutionize in Television, the book by former TV critic Joy Press, who is now the new TV editor at Vanity Fair, was on our show last month. And we had a lot of replays, by the way, off that interview. And The Mini World of Krypton, inspired by the new sci-fi series Krypton from DC Comics. Again, if you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. First with the correct answer, you win both Stealing the Show by Joy Press and The Many Worlds of Krypton from DC Comics. If you just missed the question a moment ago, don't worry, I'll post it tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter at my handle at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. But remember, in order to win, you got to be in. So do it, and all the best of luck to you. We will have a guest on tomorrow. We televised on Friday, our next episode, at least one, and that's Karina Cacciano. She is a former TV critic for Entertainment Weekly, Los Angeles Times, and Salon, and she's coming out with a brand new book about her life in television, covering TV, and being a personal girl. It's called You Play the Girl. And we will offer that as a Clappetree Press and Prize on the following week. So once again, Karina Cacciano, You Play the Girl, the author of that new book, will be with us on Friday, and the following Monday, we'll offer it as a classic trivia question prize. And next week, we will be on the air three times, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We are open for great guests, all three programs. So once again, we will have Rita Cacciano from You Play the Girl on Friday's episode. We'll have another guest as well that day, and then three episodes next week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If you came in late on today's program, if you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And as always, check out our podcast version. You'll find it at iTunes.com, Apple TV's iTunes podcast app, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. If you want to get the podcast from iHeartRadio, go to iHeartRadio.com, put the Blogging Televised in the search bar, click it, and you're on. Or you use the top of the screen, go to Categories, click that, then click Entertainment, and you'll find our recent episodes right there. And incidentally, going into today, we have nearly 5,000 replays so far this month, on top of 22,000 plus for all of March. So thank you again for the great, great, great response to our recent episodes. Once again, it's blogtalkradio.com/televised, iTunes, Apple TV's iTunes podcast app, and iHeartRadio.com, the iHeartRadio podcast. Now, by the way, with Apple TV, if you don't have Apple TV, go to an Apple Store near you or order it online. So again, want to hear from you about what you thought about today's commentary and today's episode and about the world of television in general. And I do respond to emails within 24 hours. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Include your name and where you're from. And, of course, you also find me on Facebook. And follow me on Twitter to continue the conversation at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. We always appreciate what you have to say because guess what? What you say matters. So go for it. We do respond. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio or iHeartRadio. Our production associate is Candace Williams. Any set of Blog Talk Radio's general manager with Jay Steinberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of Blog Talk Radio, this very enterprise, are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow will be televised, was brought today by Hulu.com, an Amazon company and proud owner partner of the annual New York Television Festival coming your way this July. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. And that free book and 1 month trial, audibletrial.com. /televised. But tomorrow we televise. I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Monday and your week. We'll be back with you, with guests, and more Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where. Rock Talk Radio and the iHeart Radio Podcast Network. Whatever you're up to causing this day and week, please make it safe and make it great. Until next time, stay well and stay tuned.